controversial policy that's being carried out under the previous administration and actually been increased under this administration is using drones. Many civilians have been killed. They have not been accounted for or compensated. And many will argue that actually this policy has been used to recruit more radicals and more jihadists. So what's the difference between the harsh interrogation techniques and drones that kill civilians?
Well, Nadia, the president gave a pretty detailed speech on this topic about a year and a half or so ago, where he talked about the desire to try to bring more transparency to some of the counterterrorism programs that are implemented by the United States. Despite that commitment to transparency, there are still some limits about what I can say from here. But I can tell you that the president does want to be sure that as we execute the counterterrorism strategy that he has outlined, that we are mindful of the impact that those strategies have on our ability to win hearts and minds. And that's why one of the things, one of the core components of our strategy in many of these places, including in Iraq and in Syria and even in Yemen, is close consultation and cooperation with local governments and making sure that it's local forces that are taking the fight on the ground to these extremist elements, that the administration is working closely where possible with the central government in these areas to make sure that we have the buy-in of the elected leadership of these countries so that we can ensure that the local populations understand that the extremists that we're going after are the same extremists that have wreaked havoc and violence in their communities. And when you talk about an organization like ISIL, ISIL, despite their high profile and terribly violent execution of some Americans, have killed far more Iraqis than they have Americans. The same dynamic is at play with AQAP, that the violence that they have wrought against other Yemenis and other Muslims far outnumbers the violence that they've carried out against American citizens. And that's why it's important for people to understand that we're going to work closely with local governments and local forces to take on a fight against a common enemy.
But the only problem is these governments are discredited among their own people, and you're a democracy, and that's the difference.
In some situations, that's true. And again, that's why we want to work as much as we can with local forces and with local governments. There are limits to this. But it is true that even if these governments are discredited, that the local population does understand that these extremist elements are carrying out acts of violence against people in their community. And that I would acknowledge that there may be some limits in our ability to communicate that message and for that message to get through about who our target is here. There are enormous precautions that are taken by our men and women in the military and by our intelligence community eliminate or at a minimum minimize the impact on civilian populations in these areas. And that is something that we try to be very mindful of and we're very careful about. And that is an extensive part of this planning.